Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The deadline for pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University to clear out now pushed back. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us live.
Yeah, pretty busy night here. Last evening, Columbia's president had sent out this letter, Susan, saying that the deadline was midnight, in fact, to reach an agreement about starting the process of dismantling this huge tent encampment on the lawn here. And then about 3:15 this morning, we got in our newsroom here this update. The spokesman for Columbia saying that the deadline to work this all out has been extended by 48 hours. Now, the statement goes on to say the student protesters, though, must ensure that anybody not affiliated with Columbia needs to pack up and leave. Now, in fact, when I arrived here around 4 this morning, a lot of police out here still in riot gear. About two dozen pro-Palestinian students were here, and one of the young ladies saying they were being assaulted. The NYPD did step in there, and there was a young man that was taken away. I don't know if he was actually charged with anything, but again, still pretty tense here. One final thing we do want to mention, Susan, the Speaker of the House, actually supposed to be here, Johnson, scheduled to hold a press conference at some point here at Columbia about anti-Semitism. We'll keep you updated on all of this. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here outside Columbia.
Yeah, and the update on some other campuses: all 133 protesters who were arrested Monday at NYU have been released with summonses to appear on disorderly conduct charges. Also on Monday in Connecticut, 47 students were among 60 people arrested at Yale. Dozens arrested for blocking traffic near the Brooklyn neighborhood of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. They were calling for an end to U.S. military support for Israel. For his part, Schumer was in Washington, where the Senate signed off on a $95 billion package that includes aid for Israel, humanitarian aid for Gaza, and $61 billion in assistance for Ukraine.
I left a message for President Zelensky tonight. He had called me the other day and said, okay, we got it done. Now go win the fight.
President Biden says he will sign the bill as soon as it crosses his desk today. The legislation also includes an ultimatum for the company that owns TikTok. That platform could be banned in the United States if its China-based owner does not sell its stake within a year. The details, however, aren't that simple.
ByteDance wouldn't necessarily have to sell the algorithm if it does sell to, say, a U.S. buyer. Now, some of those possible U.S. buyers, Oracle, Microsoft, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has also weighed in, saying he wants to put a group together to buy TikTok. But the issue is, what would actually be sold?
That's correspondent Jolene Kent. Not everyone supports the ban. Some lawmakers and the ACLU say TikTok is being unfairly singled out over other social media platforms. Two New York City cops accused of taking advantage of a woman last year in the Bronx.
The charges against the off-duty officers include sex abuse and forcible touching. The victim is a woman who court documents say got so drunk at a Cuban restaurant in Fleetwood that she couldn't stand or walk. Surveillance video shows the officers, 32-year-old Christian Garcia and 40-year-old Julio Alcantara Santiago, carrying her out of the restaurant. Next thing she knew, she was on a bed in a room she didn't recognize, and says the two men were sexually abusing her, which included one of them putting his mouth on her breast. She woke up the next morning and went to the hospital. The officers pleaded not guilty and are out on bail. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police investigating a road rage stabbing on the Upper East Side. This was around 7 last night at 62nd and Lex, where cops were called to help a 28-year-old man with multiple stab wounds. CBS 2 says the man had been driving in Queens and cut off a pickup truck, which then followed him into Manhattan. The two vehicles crashed, and this witness says that's when the drivers got out.
He said he was following me, and he was just yelling, frustrated, and trying to get away from the cops and attack the guy in the black car. So he was clearly very angry.
Well, the man who was stabbed is in stable condition. The alleged stabber is in custody. The Trump hush money trial is off for the day. They adjourned early Tuesday for Passover, but not before the former head of a supermarket tabloid was on the stand, testifying about what he says he did to help the former president get elected in 2016.
They were friends. Now David Pecker was testifying against Donald Trump under subpoena for prosecutors who claim the men conspired to buy the silence of people who were peddling scandalous stories about the Republican nominee in the weeks and months before the 2016 presidential election. Pecker described the inner workings of the National Enquirer. He said the publication usually paid between $250 and $10,000 for exclusive rights to stories. But he went beyond that, paying a Trump Tower doorman $30,000 to bury what turned out to be a false claim regarding an illegitimate child fathered by Trump. He later shut down Karen McDougal's claims of an affair with a $150,000 catch-and-kill fee. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, he was kicked out of Congress. Now George Santos is out of the race to get back in.
George Santos says on X that he is suspending his latest bid for Congress, writing in part that he does not want to split the ticket and be responsible for handing the House to Dems, as he calls them. He adds the future holds countless possibilities and writes, I'll be back. The 35-year-old was expelled from Congress in December. He's been indicted on multiple charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. A trial is expected in the case in September.
Matt Piper reporting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.